Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Cinema with the Guys, episode 17.
I want everybody to know Scott did a DCEU watch. He watched all of them.
Yes, I did.
And Scott has some thoughts. We were discussing before we got on the mic.
Yes.
About the DCU. And you got to give Scott credit for actually sitting and watching them. And
with my Marvel hat off. This is not the first time I watched it, but I went to it the first time with fuck these niggas.
With a faggy crossed across the belly.
Right.
Crossed already. So.
But I just want to plug the Patreon real quick. Patreon.com/Barbershare Network. Subscribe. We're going to be having Sopranos season 3 will be up in April. Check that out. Summer sessions every week, of course. Pierce is going to be hosting 40-40 Club Extra Innings once a week. When we're not doing a regular episode, which is available right now. You can preview the MLB season. So check that out right now. Summer sessions will be video soon. So, and that's only going to be for the Patreon. So subscribe. But back to it, talking about, we got a lot to talk about today. I want to talk about my DCEU watch. I want to talk about, think about Chappelle show. I want to talk about the war. When they had the 32-minute day special. Y'all want to hear what I think about Bush? Y'all want to hear think about what I think about Snyder? That's what we finna do. So we also got like some other news in Hollywood. We're gonna talk about some of the new castings for Black Adam, for Thor.
I'm excited for Black Adam.
I want to know a little bit more about Black Adam. We'll get to that in a minute.
Here's what I'm here for.
Yeah, that's what you're here for. I want to know more about that. Thor. We got some Thor news. We got some Game of Thrones news. And then of course we're gonna get into we got some Obi-Wan news. Obi-Wan news, and of course we're going to get into episode 2 of Falcon Winter Soldier. But let's get into my little quest that I've had over the last, 10 days?
10 days.
So, as you all know.
In the last 10 days, I've also rewatched Iron Man 3. I understand why it's mid, but I understand.
But, and that's what I'm finna get into with these DCEU movies. It's mid, but it's entertaining mid. You can be entertained. Mid doesn't mean it's bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think we need to qualify that. There's great, there's good, there's mid, there's terrible.
Yeah.
And if you look at the Marvel, if you look at the MCU, the 23 movies, I did a breakdown this weekend after I got done watching the DCEU. I think there's 10 great movies in the MCU. There's like...
How many movies is the MCU total?
23.
You think so, there's 10? So there's what's the tier again?
There's great, there's good, there's mid, there's trash.
Yeah.
So I think there's 10 great movies in the MCU.
Okay.
I think there's like 5 good ones.
Okay.
And I think there's like 6 mid movies, and there's 2 just flat out terrible in my opinion. And those flat out terrible ones are Incredible Hulk and Thor the Dark. Thor the Dark World might be the worst comic book movie. Thor the Dark World makes Suicide Squad look like an epic.
Like, I disagree. I hate Suicide Squad.
I'm gonna get to that in a minute. But so this is where the tiers. And so when you have the DC Marvel arguments, the DCEU, in which I did investigation, I found out that Warner's no longer gonna be doing a universe anymore. They're just gonna be doing standalone movies. And they actually said that I think Birds of Prey was the last movie that's like in the storyline of the DCEU, and everything else is just one-offs. Like Wonder Woman 84 is a one-off. All these shits are a one-off, which I think is fucking stupid, because you know what Warner is fucking up with? Warner is like having the 1998 New York Yankees and saying, oh, let's break the team up. Like, the thing about, like, we all grew up on DC. Like, when I became a Marvel fan, I didn't know any of these characters besides Spider-Man, Incredible Hulk, and X-Men. X-Men's not in the MCU yet, but they, you know, so at the time I didn't know. I only, the only ones I knew, I didn't know shit about Captain America, I didn't know shit about Iron Man, and these niggas, you know about DC, you know about damn near all their characters. Mm-hmm. So you're taking that, like, I'm not saying that, you know, Marvel's the biggest franchise in movies right now, like, it's not even remotely close, but DC can have their own, like, it's two different. I feel like DC's more dark, that's their thing. There's a way they can do that if they just built it better. And I just feel like they're just, if I was a DC stan, I'd be very upset, because it's like they're just fumbling this shit. Like, you got your fans on here boycotting, you know, restore the Snyderverse. Like, you shouldn't have your fans. Like, if you look at, you notice when a movie comes out, the company come out, like, congratulations, first week we did this, and the third. Warner is yet to acknowledge them Justice League numbers. and it's fucking stupid. You know what I'm saying? And like we said last week, we're not asking for Snyder to be the director. You know, he can be hit and miss as a director, but you should at least use a nigga's vision. So when I first watched the DCEU, which was like, I became a Marvel fan like 2018, about 3 years ago. So after I finished Marvel, I watched DC. And I think my expectations were that it's supposed to be like this. And also my knowledge of the comics isn't, and I'm not finna sit up here and act like I'm a comic expert. I'm not. I don't read them shits, to be completely honest with you. If a project comes out, I'll go read.
You're missing out. You're missing out.
But see, it's not a comic thing. I don't really read in general. Okay. It's not a comic. It's not a comic thing, nigga. Like, I read 4 books last year. That's because we were in quarantine and I had shit else to do. And them shits took me a while. So it's not like, it's not just a comic book thing. It's just, you know, I just don't be reading like that. But like, if there's like a project coming out, I'll read. I watch a video on like the backstory from the comic. So like, I have a little bit more knowledge than I did 3 years ago. So when I watched it, I was like, ah, this shit is garbage, da-da-da-da. And I didn't really like any of the movies. So I was like, let me take my Marvel hat as X and Van, who will be on the pod next week. Call
it's
me
gonna
on.
Be epic. I cannot
it's gonna
wait.
Be epic. That's gonna be epic.
Because I'm slandering X as soon as he gets on.
As soon as he gets on the Black Variant pod, they called me Twitter's Kevin Feige. So I'm not, you know, I'm definitely Kevin Feige's burner account. But if you take my Marvel gauntlet off, I'm like, let me just watch this as a fan of movies and a guy who likes comic book movies and look at it with a non-biased eye. So with these movies that I've seen, I will say that Wonder Woman 84, like there's only like a couple bad. Wonder Woman 84 is terrible. Like it's just a shitty movie. From front to back.
It's not good.
It's just not fucking good.
I'm not sure there's any point where I thought this was good. You know?
Right. Yeah.
Even with, nothing. I don't like Man of Steel. I said, there are some good parts. Yeah. Like his fight with Zod. I like the fight. It looked good.
Yeah.
I liked his character. Him really not wanting to kill Zod, but having to. I like that arc. I like that development. Suicide Squad. The first 30 minutes of Suicide Squad are fire. And I thought when I watched Suicide Squad, this is going to be a spectacular film. It wasn't, but with Wonder Woman 84, I didn't like it at any point.
Yeah.
You know? Flying looked stupid.
That running scene? Nigga.
She's a track star. I think it's put audio over it.
What she tell the nigga in the car? Give me the stone now. Whatever the fuck she said.
You know she's Israeli, so
yeah, I know it. Her accent, but it's like, but still, you can make it sound better. Like you know, Margot Robbie, her Australian accent kicks in a lot when she's doing Harley Quinn. Like she can't really hide that Australian. By the way, I might be a little barred. That might be another one. My Suicide Squad take is probably biased because. Margot Robbie is on my I would leave my wife for a list. And by the way, that list is only two women strong. It's Rihanna and Margot Robbie. I would have Rihanna call my wife and tell her I'm not coming home. But that's a whole different discussion. So I might be biased because that, and I just love anything that Will Smith is in. So I'm biased on that fact. But when it comes to these movies, I'll say the only one that I hated was Wonder Woman 84. The movies that I thought were great, I thought, of course, Justice League is great. That's, you know, Snyder Cut is great. I thought Aquaman was great. Yeah. I thought Shazam.
I like Shazam.
Shazam's a good movie. I like it, but see, the trailer threw me off because it looked real kiddie. Now, when I watched it, it still is kiddie, but it kind of reminds me of like Ant-Man. Yeah, but it's more light, like the Ant-Man franchise. So it's kind of like in that kind of vein. But it's a good movie. You know what I'm saying?
There's one character WWE could market to kids is Shazam because
100%.
Billy Batson is a kid. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's a teenager. Funny thing is, when he's Shazam, he's more immature than he is in his normal form.
Right, exactly. I wanted to punch Billy in the mouth when he was being mean to Darla. I was like, come on, she's a sweet little girl, bro.
Bro. And then she turned out to be, what you call it?
Megan Good.
I was like, what the? But the fact, the Shazam family, that was fire.
Yeah, that was cool. So I like that one. But see, DC makes a lot of high quality mid. Like with Wonder Woman, the last hour is really, really good. Once they go to like that that little gala and she finally thinks she knows who Ares is, when it's really Ned Flanders. Ned Flanders is really Ares. Well, after that, like that second hour was great. The first hour with the war shit, it's kind of like the first hour of Captain America: First Avenger. I could do without it. I don't care for the times when niggas couldn't vote, but So that I didn't like Man of Steel. I will say this. Now y'all all know how I feel about Superman. Superman, in my opinion, is the corniest superhero ever. He makes Captain America look like fucking Malcolm X.
Because at least Captain America is human. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Captain America has spent a portion of his life knowing what fear is. You know, now bear in mind, Superman has been in the comics, I think, has been portrayed very well. But Captain Superman in the movies, it's hard to make that a character. You know what I mean? In the comic books, the nigga's untouchable. Why you look at Doomsday? Doomsday, literally, the whole spiel about Doomsday is because he comes back to life repeatedly. He doesn't really die. If he dies by one way, his body will adapt so he never dies that way again. He's basically indestructible. And to that point, I'm pretty sure he beat the Darkseid one time. So that's the level of villain he has to face, which is why when you saw him fight Steppenwolf in the Justice League Snyder Cut, he didn't struggle, nigga. He's freaking Superman. He's freaking beating the crap out of him. He's supposed to beat the crap out of him. The person he's supposed to struggle with is Darkseid. So it's tough to write him as an actual character on screen. I don't mind Henry Cavill. He looks like Superman.
Henry Cavill looks like Superman.
He has a shape for it. He talks, he has that essence of Superman that I can't really describe what that is.
He looks like Superman, like kind of like Dean Cain looked like Superman when
I forgot about Dean Cain.
Yeah, you forget about the GOAT Dean Cain. It was funny. Dean Cain got a start on Different World, which is hilarious. And he was the dude who called Dwayne and Ron a nigga. He spray painted nigga on their car.
Yeah,
that was Superman. Yeah, your Superman was at Hillman College harassing students. But anyway, so I think Henry Cavill did the best he could to play Superman.
Yeah.
So I think the movie it was okay. Same thing I feel about Batman versus Superman. It was okay. Like it's not great. Like I don't know why. This is my problem with DC fans. These niggas are a cult. Okay. Yes. Like they are a cult. Like, and they will take something that's like joyful. Like yesterday when everybody, I think that I forgot one girl, she asked a question about what would happen if you drop Iron Man in the DC universe and you drop Batman in the Marvel universe. And niggas is joking around like, Tony will clean up Gotham.
Gotham becomes a paradise.
These niggas got serious. And I was just like, you're scaring the hoes right now, bro. Like, relax. These are comics. Why are you getting all serious about he's this? Look at all these heroes. He did this and the third. Like, these niggas, for as much as they claim that Marvel fans are obsessed with DC, I think it's the other way around. I think these niggas, they stay with MCU in their mouth. Don't get mad at us because we're fans of a franchise that actually gives a fuck about their fans. Be mad at Warner, nigga. And you know, they're like, oh, y'all always talking about, they literally put Snyder Cut in the search bar and go crazy. So that shit is like weird to me. So it's like, oh, we're celebrating 5 years of one of the greatest movies ever. You ain't gotta lie. I love Batman. Batman is my second favorite superhero, bro. He was my favorite until I found out about Iron Man. It's really more about Robert Downey Jr. than less about Iron Man. I just love Robert Downey Jr.'s portrayal of Iron Man more than actual.
You like the Earth's Mightiest Heroes Iron Man.
Yeah, okay, that's true. So yeah, I love like Iron the character. Man. Yeah,
Robert Downey Jr. Just so happens to be the character that was created. Remember, didn't what you call to say that? Didn't Stan Lee say that?
Yeah, Stan Lee said that too.
He said, Iron Man. This is what
if
I
you look at the Iron Man extras on the Blu-ray, he's like Stan Lee's like, oh my god, I feel like I'm talking to Iron, I'm talking to Tony Stark. Yeah. So the guy who created the character saying that. And also he said that Tom Holland was the best Spider-Man, which I hope we're all agreeing. And best Spider-Man.
Big facts.
So Batman's my second favorite superhero. I love Batman. Anything with Batman, I'm going to watch. But y'all ain't got to lie about that movie. It's high quality mid. Like, for what it's good for what it was. It's nothing. If y'all finna act like this is like a 3-hour epic, it's not. It's not at all. And Martha, like, get the fuck out of here. Like, so there's multiple cringeworthy moments in it, but there's enough action for me to be like, okay, some of it's forgivable. But it's not great. It's high quality mid. Justice League, flawless. The actual Snyder Cut, flawless.
Yeah.
We're not going to even address the theatrical version. Suicide Squad. This is my thing about Suicide Squad. I feel like the villain was shitty. Enchantress was a terrible fucking villain. And kind of like
the castings. Like the castings.
I love the castings. I like Viola Davis. She's good in it. I think
Amanda Waller. Yeah.
Yeah, I think what I liked about it was the continuation. And that's what I love the most about Marvel. They continue. I like a big story.
It's like the thing about comic books is
it's a big story.
Individual runs are segmented and may have their own series. Like, for instance, Superman Red Son, which, of course, you know, people have probably seen the animated movie. But Superman Red Son is sort of its own universe. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But most comic book stories within Marvel, DC, and any other publisher share the same universe.
Yeah.
If you're going to create comic book movies now in today's day and age, where you have access to better technology, you have access to more directors, you have access to more audiences, why do you need to tell one-off stories?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like Robert Pattinson or Pattinson. Dog, I can't wait for that story. But why in the world would you
create... That's a one-off, though. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Why in the world would you create him, then create Joker, and then say, eh, and leave them alone? Like, yeah. Joker exists with Batman.
Oh, and I will say Jared Leto. Y'all, this is Jared Leto hate account. He is the worst. I don't like Jared Leto as an actor in anything, but he is the worst Joker I've ever seen in my fucking life. He's fucking terrible. His laugh is terrible. It's just shitty. His look is terrible. It's just bad.
Look who has to go against, though.
It don't matter. I understand that almost every nigga that's been Joker has been legendary. Mark Hamill, he's the GOAT as Luke and Joker. Jack Nicholson, awesome Joker. Heath is the best Joker, period. You know what I'm saying? I watched Dark Knight again. Nigga, the intro, that is the greatest villain intro ever. And if you're from Chicago, you fuck with that anymore. You see the green line. You see the green line. I remember when they shot that movie. I was a freshman at Columbia. Mm-hmm. I couldn't go down State Street or Michigan for like 6 months because they was shooting that movie. I had to take the long way to the train station because they were shooting that damn movie. So what it happened with the Joker mask, and you can see the green line, that's the greatest villain intro ever. And even Joaquin Phoenix, like I said, that's a good movie. I'm not watching it more than one time.
No.
And I really don't feel like we need a Joker backstory either.
Why am I watching Incel Joker?
Right, exactly. I don't need Incel the musical. But as somebody who actually is an actual actor, I think he actually played a good Joker.
He's a very good Joker.
He's a very good Joker. But this nigga, Jared Leto, is terrible. He's just bad.
I think
Jared Leto's another nigga who ruined that Denzel movie for me.
I didn't see it. And once you told me it's trash, I don't need to see it.
It's trash. And I love Denzel. You know, I'm biased with Denzel movies, but that shit is some bullshit. Him and what's that nigga name?
Rami Malek.
That nigga, he got his lip don't move, and it like annoys the shit out of me. It's like he had a stroke and never recovered. That's how he looked.
Make sure that we're doing this like this.
And Denzel's like, yeah, so what you're saying is this, which doing the same Denzel shit in every fucking movie. But Jared Leto just tried to play the crazy white boy, and he's, oh my God, this is awesome. Like the fuck out of here.
He was good in Dallas Buyers Club, for which he got an Oscar.
Ain't that the movie Matthew McConaughey?
Got an Oscar too?
I don't fucking count, because Matthew McConaughey in it.
True.
And Matthew McConaughey is an awesome actor.
Fantastic.
So that don't count. But yeah, but he's a terrible fucking Joker. But what I liked about it, Margot Robbie is a perfect Harley Quinn. I mean, perfect. I love anything that Will Smith is in. So I thought he was good as Deadshot. I didn't really care for the rest of them niggas on there. And who's my man's from who played the cop? He was funny as hell.
Yeah, yeah. Flag?
Yeah, Flag. Yeah, it was a Flag. He's funny as shit. I've seen him in other movies. I don't know his name.
He was also in Altered Carbon. What is his freaking name? I can't wait for John Cena to be Peacemaker in the next one. I am very much intrigued.
You know what's funny about John Cena? John Cena took all them years slandering The Rock just to do the same goddamn thing.
That is true.
He said, you left. I'm still here. Yeah. What's it like now?
Where are you at now? Oh, where is it at? I'm trying to find his name. Jai Courtney was Boomerang. He was great. I loved him as Boomerang. What was the Ezra Miller Flash scene cut out? There's was in there.
No, it's in there. Ezra Miller and Ben Affleck.
Joe Kinnaman. He was Rick Flag. Joe Kinnaman. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. What's his name? Ben Affleck was in the movie too. So I like the continuation. You knew you was in a universe. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I liked about it. There was some problems, like the plot at the end was kind of shitty. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm talking about Griggs. Ike Barinholtz.
Oh, I got
you. He's funny as hell.
Yeah.
Because I've seen him in other fucking movies. Well, that he was in a league before. He's in Neighbors. Yeah, he's definitely in them type roles. He was in Central Intelligence. Yeah, so he was funny as hell. He's on Friends from College too. That's where I seen that nigga from. So yeah, I felt it was. I understand why people didn't like it, but I'm just biased with Will Smith, so it was watchable to me. Birds of Prey, great movie. I enjoyed it. But yeah, DC just puts out a lot of high quality mid. Like none of them movies, for as much as people try to, as much as their diehard fans try to like say, oh, MCU is too light. You know what I'm saying? Or they don't have any. MCU doesn't have any consequences. But I think it's one of the most bullshit statements.
This whole people saying. Dead right now. What do you mean?
Like Phase 4, what we're watching right now is the consequences of Endgame.
Yeah.
It literally, the whole Falcon Winter Soldier plot is about that.
I think it's because people saw a set of 20-something movies and say nothing really changed when they're not realizing Marvel is not thinking short. They're thinking long-term. Exactly. They're thinking building, 50 years from now, they want to continue and still have it. And after going a year with no Marvel films, people are ready for a big bounce back with a lot of films. Like this year, 2001, 2022 is going to be a year.
Oh, yeah, for comic book movies?
For comic book movies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just can't freaking wait. And then when is the Batman comes out, 2022, right?
Yeah, Batman, 2022. Black Adam, Thor 4. It's going to be...
Did we talk about Black Widow being on streaming services already? We did last week.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. Yeah. We talked about that. So, yeah, so in conclusion... I think the DCEU before they dismantled it.
They need their Kevin Feige.
They need their Kevin Feige because I put like this, the movies are, they're not the best, but I can watch them and enjoy myself. You know what I'm saying? Like I can watch the movies and enjoy them. And I think that there's space for both. I want to see DC win. Now I fucking hate their fans. It's kind of like the LeBron thing. Like honestly, I haven't actually hated LeBron. The person.
Oh no!
A long time, his fans. I can't stand them niggas.
Worst.
Laker fans and bronze sexuals are the worst marriage in the history of sports. If you want to hear the worst basketball conversation you ever had in your life, go sit in the Staples Center for 3 hours. It's terrible, nigga. Like, and what's funny, I remember the year before they got LeBron, I was at a game. And this nigga in front of me was like, "Oh, I don't want LeBron." I was like, "Huh." What about now? So my beef with DC stands will forever go on a timeline. But the actual DC movies, I'd enjoy it. They have some moments. And I hope these upcoming movies are better, even though I think they need to actually try to restart a universe. I think standalone's a pointless. And I feel like you're gonna be wasting characters. If Affleck doesn't want to do it, and I read that he didn't want to do it because he was drinking too much after his wife left him and all the other shit. So, but Robert Pattinson is young. Build around him. You need Batman. Batman is your Tony Stark to start the unit. If you want to restart, because I think they're doing a Black Superman. Because I think Ta-Nehisi Coates is executive producing it. Some shit like that.
It's already a Black Superman.
Yeah, so I'm saying, but the next movie they're going to do.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Because everybody's like, restore the Snyderverse. Half the Justice League ain't even in the work for them no more. Henry Cavill's out. Ray Fisher's out.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben Affleck is out.
Yeah.
So I say you recast them, and you start the fuck over. Yeah, niggas is going to watch.
I really like Ray Fisher.
I feel like he's great. I just don't give a fuck about Cyborg, but... I just don't give a fuck about Cyborg. It don't matter. I
kind of grew up because of the Teen Titans TV show. I kind of grew up with Cyborg, so I really like Cyborg as a character.
Yes.
And then to see that him and Flash, this was basically their origin, and that's why I think Zack Snyder's vision was dope, because who takes a team up movie to make an origin story out of someone?
Right.
I think that was really cool to do. This is their origin story within the team. So.
And even in the movies before that, they're planting seeds. Like at the end credit scene on Suicide Squad, you see Amanda, was it Waller or Walker?
Amanda Waller.
Amanda Waller meeting with Bruce Wayne. And Bruce is like, yo, I'm putting this team together. So you ain't got to have these criminals out in the street. I got my squad. We're going to take care of it. So that's the shit that I want to see. And I'm pretty sure that's the shit that majority DC fans, they want to see. Give me a universe. One-offs are pointless. They really are. And, you know, and if you're going to be doing one-offs, you think you're trying to compete with Marvel, good fucking luck. Because no. We're going to get into a movie. I don't know. I see the Vision. The Young Avengers are coming. But we're going to get into that in a minute. But let's start off with some of these castings.
Special.
Let's get into some of this casting news going on.
We have Russell Crowe for
Russell
Thor.
Russell Crowe is
did they say who he's going to play?
They didn't say who he's going to play. They said Russell Crowe is joining the cast. I knew this was going to happen because they leaked some pictures. By the way, Corona must be gone in Australia. These niggas was at a soccer match with no mask
Australia, there. Australia and New Zealand are two. Well, Australia's
they like kind of back country. To normal.
They're very much back. It was Thailand is another country.
It was at a packed soccer match. No mask. And they had the whole crew there.
Is he gonna be like a flashback? Is he gonna play Boar? Boar is Odin's father.
I don't know because Matt Damon's in it too, playing the fake Loki again. Remember from Thor Ragnarok?
Then he'll either play a fake Odin.
Yeah, that's what I think.
You saw that beard.
Yeah, that's what I think it's gonna be.
Or either Boar. Was Boar Odin's father or Odin's brother? I thought it was Odin Boar's son and then Thor Odin's son. Boar is literally his father. So I wonder, would that be who he play? It would make sense for him to play Boar, but who knows? But not Boar, because Boar is obviously gone, because Boar is Buri's son. So I don't know. If you ever look up what Boar looks like, I think Russell Crowe would make him do him justice. Plus, freaking Boar is big. So,
Russell Crowe's awesome. Anything Russell Crowe's in.
He's a good actor.
That's why I love Russell Crowe as a Man of Steel. He's one of the watchable things about Man of Steel.
He was great.
He was great as Jor-El. No! he was great in this. So one thing I'm really liking this cast that Taika and Taika Waititi and Kevin Feige.
Yeah, Taika's a monster, bro.
Taika's a goat. I love Taika's movies. Like they just I love the aesthetic he got with it. Yeah. So you got So there was pictures that leaked from this game, and it was Taika, Chris Hemsworth, Natalie Portman, Tessa Thompson, my man Goldblum, Jeff Goldblum, he was there. And then you saw Russell Crowe was there, and pretty much they had the whole crew there. So I'm like, is Russell Crowe in the movie? Mm-hmm. And then I saw him like on a speedboat with Hemsworth and Taika like later on. I'm like, this nigga gotta be in this movie if he's just kicking it with all of them. Yeah. So the announcement came out there on Deadline Hollywood. So Thor 4 is like in my top three most excited for movies is that the Batman and Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange is number one on my list. Yeah. So I'm excited about that. Doctor Strange.
Because Doctor Strange has such a pivotal role in the
verse. You notice you haven't seen any pictures from the set. Like we've seen pictures from Spider-Man, we've seen pictures from Thor. We ain't seen shit from the Doctor Strange set.
True.
So
that's very true.
But so that's one news. Other casting news, Pierce Brosnan, one of the James Bonds, is going to be in Black Adam. What's the name of the character?
Dr. Fate.
Now tell me about Black Adam. Black Adam is scheduled to release July 29, 2022, which is going to be like around, I think it's the same day as Black Panther 2 is scheduled.
Is it?
I think it's
the same. But is Black Panther still scheduled to release that? You think they're going to push it back?
No, that's where it got pushed back too.
That's the pushback date.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. And by the way, I saw an interview with Ryan Coogler was on Entertainment Tonight, and he was talking about how hard of a time he's having putting it together because he's dealing with trying to give a good story without Chadwick, but he's also suffering the loss of Chadwick. And I was like, look, I'm glad I'm not the nigga got to put that movie together because I don't know how they're going to go with that. So,
yeah.
But tell me more about Black Adam because I'm not really familiar.
Well, Black Adam is Shazam's, I would say, antithesis, but he was literally given the same powers that Billy Batson was given by Shazam. Shazam obviously is the wizard who gave Billy Batson and Teth Adam, who is Black Adam, who gave them their powers. So Teth Adam existed in ancient Egypt, and this was during the time of great upheaval. There are evil rulers, and Shazam felt that Teth Adam was the perfect person to be his champion. So he gave him his powers. Teth Adam did some good, then started doing some bad. and then used his powers to control and rule. And then that's when Shazam imprisoned him and kept him locked up for millennia. And millennia later, Shazam didn't feel like it was necessary to give his powers anymore until he found Billy Batson. And with time decreasing, as you saw in the movie, you know, he was older and he needed to give his powers before he passed on. He then gave it to Billy Batson. And then if you look in, there's like freaking Shazam versus Superman, I think it was one of the cartoons that based off the comic. Black Adam and Shazam fight a lot. But Black Adam is basically, because you know, like Superman, Superman's a Kryptonian. Zod was, remember when Superman fought Zod?
Yeah.
But Superman was in more control of his powers. Why? Because he was under a yellow sun for longer than General Zod was. Okay. General Zod may be a good fighter, but Superman had much more control of his powers because he existed under that solar radiation. Black Adam is similar with Shazam, because Black Adam has been in this same power for a long time. Like, for instance, Black Adam can't change back like Billy Batson can. If he changes back, he's dying because he's thousands of years old. Like literally in a...
It sounds like he's like an anti-hero.
He's a villain.
He's a straight up villain.
When X gets on here, I'm going to ask him if there are any incarnations when he's not, but he's just a villain. You know what I mean? He's just a straight up villain. I mean, he's aligned with Lex Luthor a lot. There are a few times when he was okay. I guess you can say he's specific with what he does. He doesn't align with evil for the sake of being with evil, but he's also not, it goes back and forth. Right now I'd say evil, but I'm pretty sure some instances where he's, my first introduction to him was the antithesis of who Billy Batson was, but he's strong as hell. Like he is when total Superman and did Superman in. You know why? Superman has a vulnerability to magic. And so when he's shooting lightnings from his hand, that's magic. So he's pretty good. And I remember seeing Shazam versus Superman when Superman is about to, who is it? There was this ancient entity who was going to banish Black Adam back into basically somewhere near, like somewhere farther than the Phantom Zone that would take him twice as long to come back to where he's from. Because basically that's where Shazam banished him from, this region of time and space that took him thousands upon thousands of years to come back to. And Black Adam said, I'm not going through this again. He says Shazam. And once the lightning hits him, his body ages in an instant and he dies. So he's an old person. So to see him, Rock is Black Adam, perfect. Now, will the Rock be convincing as a villain?
Okay, now it's not just a villain. That's why I want to talk about this. Somebody said on Twitter, and I agree, that the Rock is the male Gal Gadot. Yo, I love the Rock. The Rock can't act for shit. He's just an action hero. He's just a big action hero. That's how he gets his money. That nigga can't act. And he's going to have to step it up in this because you've got Pierce Brosnan in here. You got Aldis Hodge in here.
You know, and also Dr. Fate is basically, he is the DC version of Dr. Strange. Or rather, Dr. Strange is the DC version of him. Remember, Dr. Strange, Dr. Fate.
Yeah.
But remember, but the difference is, of course, Dr. Fate can't take that helmet off. And Dr. Fate has been... There have been quite a few people who were Dr. Fate. Dr. Strange is Dr. Strange. There have been different Sorcerer Supremes, but Dr. Strange is the only Dr. Strange. But I want to say Dr. Fate came before him. I don't know.
There was a Dr. Strange in DC too. I was watching a Batman animated series the other day. And a Dr. Strange episode where he brought Two-Face, Penguin, and...
Dr. Fate came Joker. First, 1940. Dr. Strange was 1963.
Okay. Okay.
Typically, most of Marvel characters
they bit off DC. Yeah,
you made it a hot line. I made it a hot song.
Yes, there's a whole line for everything.
Exactly.
So I'm excited to see what comes out of that. Another sign, another casting. Obi-Wan. The Obi-Wan cast was revealed today. Of course, Ewan McGregor will be reprising his role as Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I'm getting Hayden back, bro. That's all I care about, bro.
By the way, Ewan McGregor was great in Birds of Prey. I loved him in Birds of Prey. My boy Hayden Christensen is back. All y'all niggas hating on my nigga Anakin.
The funny thing is Hayden Christensen was universally panned, but now he's like cult status. People love Hayden Christensen.
Exactly. I remember when the shit came out. We went to the movie theater when it came out. Niggas was trashing them shits.
I thought he was best when he was in episode 3. I thought episode 3 was dope.
Yeah. So we got Moses Ingram, Joel Edgerton, Bonnie.
Edgerton is Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru, if you remember them from episode 3 and also episode 1. They took care of
Luke. Ah, okay. They just once took care of Luke? Okay. Yep.
And then got destroyed by the Empire.
Okay, Bonnie Pesce.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
Because remember, Lars
is Owen's father. Lars, did you see his death in episode 2 or episode 3? I don't think so. You don't still see him. He dies off screen. But at the end of episode 3, Obi-Wan takes Luke and goes to Tatooine, and they find him on the farm and then gives them to Owen and then Beru, and they look into the sky. That is who they're playing, but yeah.
Okay. We got Bonnie Pesce. We got Kumai Najami. That's how you pronounce his name. He's also in The Eternals. Indra Varma. Talk about
Disney bag. Lord.
Yeah. Indra Varma. She's also, remember, she was on Pedro Pascal's girlfriend on Thrones. What was her name? She was what's Pedro Pascal's character name on Thrones again? He got his head bashed in by the mountain. What was his fucking name?
Overton?
Overton. Yeah.
Something like that.
And the
hell something was tells me she, as well as Rupert Friend, were going to be Inquisitors.
Okay.
If you don't know, Inquisitors are the Force users who Darth Vader sends out to kill Jedi who had fled and escaped Order 66.
Okay.
I think she looks like, actually, she looks like whatchamacallit, Darth Tyrannus' old student. I can't remember her name.
So you got them two. Then you got O'Shea Jackson Jr. in here, which is interesting.
Man. Get that bag, bro.
Get that bag. Little cube in here. Then we got Sung Kang, a.k.a. John Mock Punk Ass from Power. Is on there. Simone Kessel and Benny Safdie. This looks like a great cast. So this is set 10 years after the prequels. Now, is Hayden gonna be Anakin, or is he gonna be Vader? Or is it gonna be his transfer? Like, which one is it? Like, that's what it has to be Vader, though, because 10 years after episode 3.
And they said they're gonna fight. They said Vader and Obi-Wan are gonna fight again. So you remember when this was in Rebels. When what's her name? Oh, I can't remember her name. She literally found, she told you Grogu's name.
Oh, you talking about
what is her name?
Ahsoka.
Ahsoka. Remember when Ahsoka was battling Vader in that dark side area and she knocked his helmet off? She heard Anakin's actual voice.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they're gonna do that, or if just Hayden Christensen will be in,
flashbacks.
I don't know. But I'm glad he'll be back again. Honestly, I wish they would give us more Clone War stuff for him to be a part of. But, you got to use what you can.
Yeah. So I'm excited for this one, man. Star Wars is really doing their own thing. And it's kind of funny to me, going back to the DC thing, the Star Wars, which story is technically over, is still finding a way to build a universe. While Warner Bros. Is like, how do you do this?
That's the crazy thing is they ended it with the original. They ended it with the prequel, and they ended it with the sequel. Now it's just, now that they have Disney Plus, they have all these mediums. Now it's just time to expand.
And that's the same thing. Like, look, Warner got fucking HBO Max. Like, nigga, use it. Use the shit, bro. Like, come on. So, but yeah, I'm excited for that. It's a lot of good shit coming. I'm really looking forward to that Obi-Wan series. And then finally, for all you Thrones fans out there who's like, oh, George R. R. Martin needs to finish the books, he said, fuck y'all, the bag bigger. He signed a 5-year, seven or eight figure deal with HBO to do multiple Thrones, like spinoffs and prequels. So the Thrones cinematic universe is here to stay. HBO's like, fuck y'all, Bran is king, accept it, nigga.
Basically.
That's what it is.
Hey, man. Thrones may have ended bad, but at least Dumb and Dumber are not the niggas.
Have you come to grips with the ending yet?
I've come to grips that she was going to turn out bad. It's trash, but whatever. I would hope she was the person, because apparently this is what George R. R. Martin was going to do regardless.
Right.
He was going to turn out bad.
Which but I know, told y'all we've seen since season 3.
I know in the books it's a lot easier to space out someone's descent. My issue is she had a legacy of being crazy. Why does she have to follow suit? You know, her father's the Mad King. Her brother Viserys is a dick. Why does she have to do that? Can't she be someone different? But, you know, whatever. But then remember, there are a whole bunch of Targaryens before her who weren't as bad. So it's a complicated thing. But I'm here for it. When does Targaryens start producing?
You talking about the first one's coming out?
Yeah.
They already started. They got the cast and everything. I think they finna start shooting some. I think come out next year. Yeah, I mean, like I said, my beef with Thrones season, when last season was, it just should have been longer. I still don't have a problem with Bran being king. Like I said, the show started because nigga got thrown out a fucking window. And remember, they said the Night King wanted to kill him because he has all the memories. So only made sense for the nigga to be king. I just wish it had been like at least 10, 12 episodes. Give me 6 episodes of the battle with the what's some niggas name again? I ain't watching a minute. The Night King and them niggas.
Yeah.
Give me that. And then the last 6 episodes should have been on the battle for the throne. Like, everybody was like, John being the king would have been too cliched. If you know anything about Jon Snow, that nigga don't like responsibility. So it wouldn't have made sense for him to be the king. Dany was batshit. She couldn't be the queen. It only made sense. So if all you niggas like, I seen people who say, oh, when people who never seen Thrones before, I be telling them and waste your time. Don't lie to them. It's still one of the best series ever. It just had a questionable ending.
Honestly, if it would have landed, I thought it would have been the greatest TV show ever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like I said, they pulled the Dyson from Super Bowl in 99 where the nigga was a yard short. He pulled that.
First of all, Dyson was 2 yards short and put his arm up there, but that's another story.
Yeah, he was. But, okay, one last thing before we get to Falcon Winter Soldier. I just want to say this about Sopranos. One of my theories is I feel like it's come to life because the actress who played Artie Bucco's wife, Charmaine Bucco.
Mm-hmm.
My man from A Bronx Tale, Sonny's like
Chaz Palmer.
Wait, yeah, Chaz Palmer. Yeah, he has a podcast.
I watched the episode. It was not the episode, but I've watched the episode of his. It was not bad.
He had her on there, and they were talking about James Gandolfini,
a saint.
The last year, he took a pay cut so everybody could get paid equally, which is, like he said, no actor does that. And on top of that, at the last Emmys of the last season, he gave all of them a platinum watch, the whole crew. And on the back, engraved on the watch, it says, rest in peace, Tony. So Tony got killed in that fucking diner, and I don't want to hear any fucking more, okay? If the man who played Tony says he died,
he's dead.
He's fucking dead. Case fucking closed. That's all I wanted to say about that. But let's get into Falcon Winter Soldier, episode 2, man. Of course, we're going to do
this
our
overall. This is where Scott's take over.
Yes, but I just want your overall thoughts. Of course, like we always
10
do.
Out of 10. Fantastic. I love
that. Fantastic episode.
And it's, yeah, it was just great. I literally, there's parts of it where I just got pissed. You know what I mean? Isaiah Bradley, the police stop. Oh, and the funny thing is I didn't think they were going to touch Isaiah Bradley in a Black Captain America. Which, man, the universe has opened up on Marvel. So continue your rundown.
So I just wanted to say this about this episode. My initial thoughts of it, it's great. One thing I love about it is I didn't expect so much emotion from this series. And we all know when it came out, they said they were going to be tackling race and that the main story about this was how society would feel about a Black man being Captain America. And I was nervous. I'm like, how are you going to tackle this? Like, Disney and Marvel don't really tackle shit like race. And is it going to be done in a way that needs to be done? But when I found out Marcus Spellman was a showrunner and executive producer, and I found out how many Black writers were on the staff, I was a little more comfortable. But the way they did it, like the police scene was just like, it was brilliant to me. Like, it was, you know, like you said on your tweet, Anthony Mackie wasn't acting. Like, every Black man has been pulled over and been fucked with but the police before.
Yeah.
And that's the only time I've seen where you see them get pulled over and a white man gets arrested, when Bucky got arrested. But I think it's amazing. I think it's setting it up. And one thing I love about this is we all kind of know at the end of the series, Sam's going to get the shield. And that's going to set up the
Captain. You're going to see his white Captain America outfit.
Right. This is going to be. And by the way, the toy is already leaked. So that pretty much confirms that he's going to be taking up the shield. Once the toy gets out there, that's pretty much all you need to fucking know. So, and that's going to set up Captain America 4 with him being Cap, and they ain't got a thing. And you're getting to his backstory. in this one. You're getting Sam battling with whether or not he wants to take the mantle. And I feel like that's better spaced out over the six episode arc instead of forcing that into a 2-hour movie. So that's what's really what I liked about this. So let's get into the episode, man. Episode starts with John Walker, who's played by Wyatt Russell, who I'm finna be a dumbass for a moment. I didn't know this was Kurt Russell's son. I had absolutely no fucking idea Wyatt Russell was Kurt Russell's son. So I kind of feel like anybody who didn't know Elizabeth Olsen was related to the Olsen twins. Even though Olsen is a popular name, and you probably should have put two and two together. But anyway, I didn't know that. So the episode starts with John Walker in his old high school locker room. He's getting ready to be introduced as Captain America. And he's nervous. He's going back and forth about, you know, does he deserve this? And we're introduced to his girl, who was a black woman, by the way. And one thing that I was like, oh, yeah, the proud boy has the Candace Owens type black girlfriend here. That I was like, okay. And then he had Lamar Hoskins, who what's his like his token Bucky here? His token Sam?
No, that is comic book accurate. He's called Peace something, not Peace something. What is the black Bucky called? Oh, God damn it. I can't remember. He literally has the same outfit as Bucky. Okay.
So this is actually how it was in the comic books.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got the same hair too.
Okay, he looks musty. But
Battlestar,
yeah, and that's when, yeah, we'll get to that later.
Did he call himself that?
Yeah, he did exactly. So basically Lamar tells him like, oh, you're used to this, you know, being about the shield and the flag is something we do in the army any damn way, you should be ready for it. So Walker's introduces the new Cap. You hear like the marching band, the HBCU marching band as the Marvel intro shows up. They have the marching band. He's running onto the football field. He's high-fiving all the marching band. And he's on Good Morning America. And so the Good Morning America's host introduced him. She's like, how does it feel to be the new Captain America? And he's real white person. Oh, we know. I don't, you know, he's just a humble guy. I don't know how I got here. And the host was like, oh, let's not be modest. And like runs off all his accomplishments. And I'm not going to front. When they had that one shot of him in the field throwing the shield, like, hey, that nigga was whipping that bitch. So while they're doing all this, they pan to Bucky in his IG model apartment. We had no furniture and one TV. And he looked like he was angry as hell watching all this shit. So pretty much that's John Walker's introduction to the world as Captain America. So the next scene, Sam, he's like a kind of like a clearport. He's getting ready for a mission. He's getting ready to head to Munich with Torres. And I want y'all to pay attention to Torres. Torres is in the comics, becomes the next Falcon. Mm-hmm. So pay attention to Torres. So you see these Cap is back flyers and all that. And he's just like kind of, you can really feel like he feels like he made the right decision, but he's struggling with that decision. Mm-hmm. And then Bucky just pulls up out of nowhere. Bucky confronts him, was like, oh, you on some bullshit, Sam? Why you give the fucking shield away? And they have like a little banter. And by the way, Sam, what's called Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan's chemistry is like, you can tell they're friends off camera.
They need to be in other movies after this. I mean, they're not even Marvel related, just period.
Yeah, so it was great to see them. They talk about, oh, it's one of the big three, Sorcerers. I forgot what the other two were.
Sorcerers, Aliens. What did he say? What?
Aliens, something.
Androids and Wizards.
Yeah, exactly. And then they start going back and forth about, well, he said, no, a sorcerer is a wizard with a hat or some shit like that. So it's like a little funny part right there.
Just made that up.
Right. So you have all that. And then Bucky's like, I'm coming with you on your fucking mission. Because he's telling them about these flag smashers. I'm going to Munich to find out what's their whereabouts. What exactly are they trying to fucking do? So Bucky and Sam are on the plane. And, you know, this is the scene from the trailer. And by the way, Kevin Feige is a genius because almost everything we've seen in the trailer, we've seen already in these first two episodes. So everything else we have not fucking seen.
You're getting nothing.
You have not getting shit. That's like the Endgame trailer. The Endgame trailer was the first 15 minutes of that movie.
True.
Like nothing else. We didn't see Smart Hulk, none of that shit. We didn't see Fat Thor. We didn't get no glimpse of the last battle, none of that shit. So they're on a plane. He's like, what's our plan? He said, come on, Buck. He's like, you can't call with that. You don't know me long enough. He said, the difference between you and Steve would have a plan. So he kind of looks at him and just like jumps out the fucking airplane. So Bucky, he tells Torres, like, can I get one of those like little floating devices? And Torres like, we only like 200 feet up. We ain't got, you don't need no floater. He said, okay. So he jumps out kind of like Cap and Winter Soldier, except it doesn't go the way. He busts his shit all on the fucking floor, whatever. If this was real life, he would have been fucked up and he wouldn't have been getting up and walking like it was all good or whatever. So they get to like this little warehouse in Munich and they find like the Flag Smashers like transporting things onto a truck. And so Bucky's like looking, you know, being, you know, real like a detective. And there's the funniest part of it. Sam's like, he said, look at you, all stealthy. He said, you spent a couple, a little time with Wakanda, all of a sudden you White Panther, which I thought was fucking hilarious. He's like, actually, it's White Wolf. So you got that all going on. Exactly. He didn't know about that they called him White Wolf. So they watched it. They're watching the Flag Smashers transporting these things on a truck. And so Bucky hijacks the truck. So they're on the truck and he finds these are stolen vaccines, which is funny because I'm pretty sure when they made this, it wasn't COVID at the time, but now it's like perfect. It lines up perfectly. So after that, we're introduced to the leader of the Flag Smashers. Her name is Carly Morgenthau. And so he's like, he thinks she's a hostage. And he's like, hey, you know, we can take you to safety, some shit like that. And so she smiles and kicks the shit out this nigga. Like kicks him off the fuck out the fucking truck. And yeah. So a big ass fight breaks out on the truck. Sam comes in, they're fighting the Flag Smashers. And then
also I wanted to note when after Bucky and Falcon were doing their reconnaissance, I think a lot of people don't realize Bucky is a super soldier. Cause you see the way he ran out of that building with insane speed, caught up to the car.
Yeah.
Remember, he's also a super soldier.
So they have this fight going on. Sam comes in to help him. Then all of a sudden, we see the shield come out of nowhere. And the music hits. Here's John Walker and Lamar Hoskins trying to call themselves saving Bucky and Sam. So after that, you have a big, like, high-action fight, which is really, like, probably the biggest action scene in the episode. So after they get off, like, they fall off the truck or whatever. And so, like, Bucky lands on Sam. He's like, Sam, you know, these are super soldiers. So basically they're walking and they're talking about the super soldiers and they're trying to figure out where they got the serum, where's the serum at? And then they're approached by John and Lamar, like on that little truck or whatever, and they're trying to get them to come on in and talk about it. Basically, they're trying to recruit Bucky and Sam to work with them.
To work for them.
Work for them, yes. So you have like a little hostile conversation with the four of them. You know, Bucky is questioning John over his qualifications, saying just because you wear the shield doesn't mean you're the real Captain America. And there's real tension. Bucky, the whole episode was just like, let's just jump these niggas. Bucky was not on any bullshit this entire fucking episode. He was not for the bullshit with any of these niggas. So Sam is explaining the Flag Smashers plan to John and basically saying we got it. And so Lamar real like, oh, he's like, how'd you guys find us anyway? He's like, well, we tracked you. He said, so then we find out that Red Ring is bugged by the government. Mm-hmm. So remember in episode one where Sam is fixing Red Ring and he's like, oh, well, you know, every time somebody touches it, something is getting bugged out about it. So that's obviously the government has that shit tracked. That's how they found it there. And so basically, they asked Sam, like, who the fuck are you? I mean, Sam basically asked Lamar, who the fuck are you? Lamar's like, I'm Lamar Hoskins. He said, Battlestar is what they call me. And Bucky had enough. Bucky's like, stop the damn car. So he had that Battlestar name. He had fucking enough. So Bucky gets out of the car. He's not trying to hit no more bullshit. And Sam's like, no, John tells Sam, we just want y'all. He said, even though I'm not Cap, I still value you guys. Even though I'm not Steve, I value you guys' input. And I would love to have Steve's main guys fight with me on my side.
Yeah.
And Sam was like, it's always that last part. So basically they walk out or whatever. And the next thing you see, the Flag Smashers are retreating. So they get to like this little dungeon lair where some guy, you know, he's like praising them. He's calling them freedom fighters. He's calling them Robin Hood. And he always offers them food and shelter. So while they're checking out the new lair, whatever you want to call it, you see like a Carly gets a text like from a random number, unknown number, about the stolen vaccines. He says, I'm coming for you. I'm gonna fucking kill you or some shit like that. So Carly is like, all right, I gotta make sure the niggas I'm with is committed. So she basically asks, like, after tomorrow, there's no turning back. Like, are y'all committed to this cause or not? And everybody's like, yeah, we committed. And they go to the next scene. Next scene, Bucky and Sam are on the plane heading back from Munich. And Bucky is just, he's fed up with the shit. And he tells Sam, like, we need to go get that fucking shield. Like, we stop the bullshit. I know you ain't trying to do that. We'd get that fucking shield.
Which and is Sam, interesting because in the run, when Bucky, not Bucky, but Falcon became Captain America, they both have their own shields.
Yeah. Oh yeah, okay. So
makes you think.
Makes you think.
So I'm intrigued to see what they how they go with this way. I also know there was a period when Bucky had a shield made of hard light, if I remember correctly. So I don't know how. No, Buck, I'm sorry. Falcon. So
speaking of Bucky, quick side note. Sebastian Sands said he would love to be involved if. As Luke Skywalker, if they ever, if Mark Hamill, you know, agreed to have him on there. Mark Hamill retweeted it. Mark Hamill retweeted and said, this assumes I have any say in casting decisions in Lucasfilms when I don't. That's what he said. So, but moving back to so now Bucky's like, fuck that shit. We need to get that damn shield. Yeah. And Sam's like, he said, you remember the last time we took that damn shield? He said, we got called prisoners of war. And we were on the run. He said, I don't know about you. I'm not trying to be living my life La Vida Loca is what he said. He said, we just got our ass kicked by some super soldiers and we ain't have nothing. We didn't come away with nothing. And so Bucky's like, that's not really true. He said, I got somebody I want to introduce you to. So this comes to my favorite part of this episode. So then we land in Baltimore. And look like they landed on Omar Street on the wire. Because I was like, oh, these niggas in the hood. So they walk down the street and you see a kid. And the kid's like, oh, it's Black Falcon. Now, this part was kind of, it was funny but corny at the same time. Because Sam was like, oh, so what's that? He said, no, I'm just a Falcon. He said, no, my daddy said, you Black Falcon. So you the Black Falcon. He's like, so does that make you Black Kid? Ha, ha, ha. That line was corny. But anyway, they go to this house. It's like an old, abandoned, boarded up house. And we're introduced to this kid at the door. And remember how I said earlier that... while DC is still don't know what the fuck they're doing, Marvel is planting seeds ahead. Pay attention. The Young Avengers are fucking coming, okay? We got introduced to Tommy and Billy in WandaVision. They're part of the Young Avengers. We're going to get introduced to Kate Bishop in Hawkeye. Miss Marvel has her own series coming up. What's it called? Ant-Man's daughter, what's her name? Cassie Lang is going to be in the next Ant-Man movie. And now we're introduced to Eli Bradley. And he is the, I think, I forgot what his name is. Iron Patriot? No, it's not Iron Patriot, Iron Man 3. What was it? It was, what was his name? Need to go do my Googles real quick.
No. Work it out.
I don't remember the name, nigga.
Come on. You're almost there.
Patriot.
Oh, okay. You're talking about Eli Bradley is Patriot. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Patriot. Yeah. I think at one point in time he like wanted to call himself like something America, but it's Patriot. It's just straight up Patriot.
Okay, so it's Patriot. He basically saying, Bucky's like, yo, I need to speak to Isaiah. And he's like, ain't no Isaiah here. And so they keep going back and forth. And he's like, tell him the guy from the bar in Goyang is here to see him. And so he's like, okay, hold on. So we go in there and we're introduced to Isaiah Bradley, who was the original Black Captain America in the MCU and in the comics. So Isaiah's like, oh, I just wanted to make sure you still had that arm. I met him in 51. He said, if you mean met, you mean by I kicked your ass. So like there's a little tension right there going on. And Bucky's like, I'm not a killer anymore. He said, oh, you just can't just, you think you just decide who you want to be? And he's like, well, maybe folks like you can.
Yeah.
And so he's just coming off real hostile and whatever. So Bucky's like telling Isaiah, like, yo, you gotta listen to me. There's more of us. And Isaiah's like, us. He said, I'm tired about hearing this shit. So he throws something and he gets stuck. He still got that fucking strength. And basically he gets real emotional and he says, you know what the government did to me for being a hero? They put me in jail for 30 years, and people come into my cell taking blood samples. Basically saying that's how they were trying to make more super soldiers. And basically he was a Captain America that nobody knew about. He would take care of these things and fight Hydra for the government.
Yeah, he was a part of an entire unit that was clandestine. Yeah. And one unit, I think they prosecuted him for actually portraying himself as Captain America. And they put him in jail for life before he was released.
Exactly. So he gets angry. He kicks him out the house. So when they kicks him out the house, Sam is irate. Sam's like, why the hell you didn't tell me about that? He says, there's a whole black Captain America. Nobody said anything. He said, no, you didn't know. He said, Steve doesn't even know. He said, they kept everything under wraps.
You mean to tell me that they were black? they were Negro super soldiers, bro?
So they're arguing with the street, and here comes the police scene. Police go, you know the siren that you know you're in trouble with. That sign. The nigga siren, I like to call it. So it's like, sir, is everything going on here? And he's like, yeah, we're good. He said, can I see your ID? He said, and Anthony Mack's like, what the ID? He said, I ain't got that shit. Now, if you notice, they say shit a lot in this TV show, which is a lot for Marvel. And so you can see the rule. They're showing how police harass black men. And then they realize hold on, sir. These guys are Avengers. Avengers. I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson. I'm sorry, But then they get an alarm that Bucky didn't go to his therapy, which was mandated by the state, part of his plea, and they arrest this nigga. Bucky gets arrested, so we go back to the police. We go to the police station, and Sam meets Dr. Rayner. And Sam thinks that Dr. Rayner bailed Bucky out. He said, thank you for bailing him out. She said, oh, I didn't do that. And then you see the back like, hey, Sarah, how's it going? Like, so you got John Walker in the background. And he's so corny that you hate the nigga. Like, he's becoming a good villain on him. So basically he's like, oh, I bailed him out. Bucky's too good of an asset to just be, not have him in there. Basically tells Dr. Rayner, when you're done with him, send him to me. And then Rayner's like, we need to have a sit down. And Sam's like, I'm not doing no sit down. He said, this is mandatory. So we go to the little therapy scene that we saw in the trailer too, where like they're doing the stare down, and it's real funny. And Sam's basically telling all the reasons, like, oh, I felt like I made the right decision. But it feel like he's, like we all say, he's not 100% sure about that decision. So he's kind of like holding, I feel like he's not letting all of himself go. And Bucky's kind of like opening himself up. And he said, why do you care about something so much that has nothing to do with you? He said, because Steve gave you the shield, and means he had faith in you. And if he made the wrong decision about you, that means he made the wrong decision about me.
That bitch in tears, bro. I was like, come on, bro.
Sebastian Stan acted his ass off in that scene. And
he's
so
a great actor.
Great actor. And then it kind of hit Sam like, okay, what we're gonna do is we're gonna take care of this. And after this, you go on a vacation, I go on vacation, we ain't gotta see each other again. And so they have like the little staring contest. And the whole scene is really, really funny. And they pretty much agree that we're going to go get the shield. We're going to stop the flag smashers. And after that, we're pretty much through, which is like every buddy cop film, even Rush Hour. We're going to take care of the triads, Ricky Tan, and I don't want to see you again. We get two more movies. So we all know this isn't it. That's classic buddy cop.
Facts. Plot. Facts.
So
that's typically just the beginning.
Exactly. So they're leaving the police station. John Walker, he has the siren go off, which is it's done on purpose. They're trying to see this how white people with authority act. And so basically John Walker, one last time, he's trying to recruit them. He's like, he doesn't know much about the flag smashers and where they're going. He said, if we do this together, we can get them. And Sam's like, look, you're controlled by the government. We're free agents, so we can do more than y'all can. So we're going to handle this shit on our own. So this is when John Walker gets his bad side. He said, all right, cool. And the whole time, Bucky just wants to snuff this nigga. Like, he's not really going to say, he said, oh, well, you're a little tough there, huh, John? Like, he wants to smack the shit out of John Walker. So John Walker's like, okay, well, just do me one favor. Stay the hell out of my way. He's officially a villain now.
Power broker.
Yeah. So now
you don't know what that is, do you?
No, I don't. That's why I want to get your opinion, because next scene. So now we see the flag smashers are trying to ship the vaccines onto this airplane. And one of the flag smashers, like, oh shit, we've been caught. So Carly is like, yo, get the shit on a plane. Let's get the fuck out of here. And he's like, who is this? It's the flags, it's the power brokers men. So do you want to tell us who the power brokers are? I'm not sure.
Brokers are the people who give John Walker, who becomes U.S. agent and Battlestar, their powers. Power Broker has experiments on people Power Broker was founded by, I forgot the name of the scientist's name, but it's a group of people who are creating super soldier serums. So you know what that means. The Flag Smasher stole their super soldier serum from the Power Broker.
So what does John Walker have to do with the Power Broker?
I'm pretty sure he is going to get his powers from them. He's going to realize that if he's trying to fight someone like Bucky, if he's trying to fight someone like the Flag Smashers, and remember, in the comics, the Flag Smasher is a person. He doesn't like anything. He doesn't like capitalism, communism. He doesn't like any sort of national power because he believes they're all evil. Nigga ain't wrong. And so he's just one person. But in the comics, of course, the Power Broker is the company that experiments and gives John Walker and Battlestar, their powers. John Walker, after Captain America returns, becomes U.S. agent. John Walker has been good and bad. So, yeah, look out for them. When they said that, I said, oh, this is where he gets his, he's going to get his powers from. Because I'm assuming they stole some super soldier serum. I'm also assuming that the super soldier serum does not last as long as it does. Because there are plenty of times when John Walker lost his powers before. So I'm pretty sure the serum does not last as long. Or it has some sort of negative effects. Remember the Winter Soldiers before Bucky all went insane?
That's true.
Who killed them? Was that Zemo?
Zemo killed them?
Zemo killed them. I can't wait to see Zemo's reaction to it being more of them. It's okay. Just like when Duke put on Twitter about Mortal. You said they're doing what over there?
Yeah, Mortal going to be pissed this day. Niggas got powers like that.
So I'm really intrigued to see what Zemo's going to think when there's more of them.
I'm glad you explained the Power Brokers to me because I didn't know what the fuck that was when they were talking about it.
It's corporation.
So now I understand more. So one of the Flag Smashers like sacrifices himself. For the cause,
nigga tried to box. They were like, "Nigga, what?
Nigga, we got guns. What you think? I sold them all. They pulled the Dre." So, basically, the Power Brokers men killed the fuck out of one of these Flag Master dudes. Carly and the rest of them escaped with the vaccines. So now we go to the last scene where Bucky and Sam walk down the street, and Bucky's like, "I'm still thinking about something Isaiah said when he said my people." And so Sam is thinking he's talking about white people. He said, oh, no, he ain't mean it like that, which is funny because he probably, even if you want to talk about Hydra, I'm pretty sure he meant it like that. So he said, no, when he said my people, he means Hydra. And so he's basically saying, we need to find out, like, how they, you know, where these secret soldiers come from, where these serum come from. We need to go find out secrets. We need to talk to this dude. And Sam instantly know who he's talking about. He said, so what? So we just going to sit in the room and talk with him? He's like, yeah. And then Sam also... fucking nigga, we got a race. He's like, all right, we going to see Zemo. And then the music hits. You go back to the jail cell from the end of Civil War. And my man Daniel Brühl, he stands, he had the epic, you know, the way they introduced me, the music going off, and they go to the credits. We see Zemo's face. That's how the episode ends. So this is a 10 out of 10 episode. I love where this show is going. And I really love how the two shows that we've seen from Marvel have two different, like, feels to them. WandaVision is more of a, it pulls on you at the end of WandaVision, pulls on you on your heartstrings because you realize that Wanda's just brokenhearted and she's just trying to figure out how to deal with all this. This is the immediate fallout of Endgame.
Yeah,
the immediate fallout, and we're seeing this story of Sam. It's basically Sam Wilson's story to becoming Captain America. So then when we get the movie, it's going to make sense. So I'm loving this series. We got action. There's a little more story in here. And I also love the fact that Disney is giving us legit 45-minute episodes.
Legitimately.
They have not been jipping us with 8-minute credits. These have been fully fleshed episodes. So I appreciate that. And I love it, man. This show, I'm excited for this week.
I am too.
So, as usual, man, we'll be back next week. Next week will be a hilarious episode. We'll be breaking down episode 3. Of Falcon Winter Soldier, and we will have our guys X and Van from the Black Variant podcast coming on. Pretty sure there'll be a lot of Marvel DC arguments going on. So
I'm
look
trashing
out for
X
that
as soon as he gets on.
And look out for that. So that's gonna be fun. You follow them at Black Variant RNC, get them a follow. They have a great comic book podcast, man. Check it out with them.
Also, so, more knowledgeable than us. So
yeah, they're more knowledgeable on the comic side. I don't, you know, I just watch the movies and the TV.
More knowledgeable at DC. I'm pretty decent at Marvel. So, okay. But I look forward to hearing from them and them giving.
It'll be a lot of slander and knowledge next week. A lot of slander and knowledge on this podcast. We'll be talking about Falcon Winter Soldier. I'm pretty sure they can give us a little bit more, even more of a breakdown than what you did with Black Adam.
They want to ask the question, who will win Darkseid versus Thanos? I said Darkseid.
But I think Darkseid.
I had asked X questions about Darkseid, so I want to know what X's opinion on that is, because he knows more than me.
But I also think DC got way better villains than Marvel.
When you have Superman as your leader, you have to have someone insanely strong.
Yeah. Like, even just the Batman villains on some other shit. Like, so that's gonna be a fun episode, man. So check that out next week. Like I said, Sopranos season 3 will be coming to the Patreon in April. So look out for that. And you know what to follow us at Barber Chair Scott, at Flows and Delaney, at Barber's Chair Net on Twitter and Instagram. Y'all stay up. We'll holler at y'all next week.